I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Florida Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome to Panthers Insider Weekend Edition here as the Panthers and the Lightning coming up this evening. From the BB&T Center, Kevin Rogers and the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans, with you. And the Panthers coming off a loss in their season opener to Tampa Bay. Now they get the back end of the home-and-home set. It's going to be a very exciting atmosphere here at the BB&T Center this evening. And we bring in the radio voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans. And, Doug, obviously a lot of excitement from Thursday from the opener. The result didn't go the way of the Panthers, lost 5-2. We'll talk about that in a moment. But just coming into tonight now, we're here at the arena, and they're doing the ice. This is going to be a great night this evening.
It's going to be an awesome night. The home opener is always special. We hope to see everybody there. Great Saturday morning to everyone, as always. But welcome aboard here, and hopefully getting out to the BB&T Center tonight is a part of your night. 7 o'clock's the face-off. If you can't make it, we've got all the action across the Panthers radio network. Some programming notes. We'll get to those right now for you. If you're tuned in South Florida, 790 The Ticket is your place to tune in tonight. And then if you're up in the Palm Beaches, 850 WFTL is your place to tune in. As always, you can catch the game on 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys and Waxy 1370 in the Treasure Coast. So those are your places to tune in on radio. You can always catch it on the NHL app. We talk about that so much, Kevin. The NHL app makes it so easy for people to tune in. It really is point-and-click access to any NHL radio broadcast that you want to find. So you can listen there. Lots of different places to consume Panthers hockey, of course. Fox Sports Florida's got an extended pregame show tonight. You can watch the game there, as always. But we'd love to see you down here at the BB&T Center tonight. It's a 7 o'clock face-off. 954-835-PUCK. FloridaPanthers.com. Ticketmaster.com. Magnet schedule for the first 10,000. You don't want to miss that. That's always every sports fan's, pretty close to favorite, if not favorite promotion, pretty close to favorite promotion for a lot of folks. So you have that to look forward to tonight as well. And what you have to look forward to is a big hockey game. The Panthers and the Lightning. Tampa Bay won the first one the other night, 5-2. Of course, depending on how you look at it, not the first one. They played each other three times to wrap up the preseason. That was the first one that counts in the standings in this run of games against the Tampa Bay Lightning. So the Panthers looking for a little bit of revenge, looking to rebound tonight against Tampa Bay after falling 5-2 in the season opener. And we'll get to that season opener, talking a little bit about that. We'll get some thoughts from Joel Quenneville coming up in a little bit as well. But a reminder, folks, you can get your Panthers tickets, as always, not just for the home opener tonight, but for every game. 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com. We hope to see you out here early and often throughout this, what should be an exciting 19-20 season. And only four home games for the Panthers in the month of October against some big-time opponents. Tampa Bay coming in, Carolina coming in, Colorado in the middle of the month. And then later on this month, Pittsburgh Penguins come in. That's always a fun one. So you want to make sure you get out here to the BB&T Center this month, catch the Panthers as they get going on, again, what should be a fun 19-20 season. But, Kevin, just, I guess, looking at what we've got coming up the rest of the hour here. Then we're going to get into breaking down that game the other night a little bit. We'll get some thoughts from Joel Quenneville as well. But we've got a fun show planned for everybody.
Yeah, Noel Achara, you caught up with him yesterday. So you'll hear that interview coming up in less than 20 minutes. So looking forward to that. One of the new Panthers this season. Also, our favorite guy, Billy Lindsay, will, don't tell Randy that, but Billy Lindsay, he will join us coming up towards the end of the hour. Billy, of course, on the call with you tonight on the radio, and we'll get Billy's thoughts on the opener from Thursday, and then looking ahead, obviously. And again, Doug, I mean, you've been around this team for this is your fifth year, and we've all seen this. you know, game one, you win it 6-0, you lose it 6-0, you lose in the shootout. It's still one game. Like, no matter what you say,
81 to go.
It's still one game, and you know what? I guess the only positive spin, which doesn't sound great, is Tampa Bay, who had the most points in the NHL last year, you get rid of them one time. Now you don't have to worry about them. That's one less time. And after tonight, that's two times you got them out of the way. So, you know, still, but a very good first two periods on Thursday night, and then, you know, kind of fell apart a little in the third, but still a pretty good effort, though, through the first two periods, a 2-2 game.
No question. The Panthers certainly had the better zone time. They had the better offensive pressure throughout, especially those first two periods of the hockey game the other night, and they showed that speed-wise they're right there with the Tampa Bay Lightning as well, and that's something because Tampa Bay has a ton of speed and skill, and that was a back-and-forth hockey game the other night. So there certainly were a lot of bright spots you could take from it. Joel Quenneville said that yesterday after practice, but the Panthers getting ready for this one here against Tampa Bay. And as you mentioned, Kevin, sure, one last time that you're playing the Tampa Bay Lightning. The other thing, though, with Tampa Bay, they are a team in the division. You do only get four shots at them, and you want to make the most of those opportunities. So the Panthers will look to rebound here tonight against the Tampa Bay Lightning as we are getting going in full force here in this 19-20 season. So lots to get to over the course of the hour here. I guess we'll get right into the thoughts from the head coach, Joel Quenneville, right now. Had a chance to catch up with him yesterday after practice when he spoke to the media, and after he had the night to look over everything and another practice under their belts, this is what Joel Quenneville, the Panthers head coach, said as far as his impressions one day later about the season opener in Tampa.
Well, some good things, a lot of positives, and I think that we score a shorthanded goal in that situation. You feel like you're in a pretty good spot later in the game, 2-2, and this is where we got to improve and learn to find a way to get a point and then hopefully get two. But it's a good hockey team, and they scored in the ensuing the same power play, and it was we didn't have a chance to really, you know, then we had to chase the game a little bit again. But it was some positive things. We had some A-plus scoring chances that you don't get very often that we need to bury. I think we got to make sure that we don't give them any unnecessary power plays. But, I just think across the board, there's a lot to be excited about. Do we get some balance in the forward lines? We can be a better team. I thought we had an excellent first period. I thought in the second period, for the most part, we're in a pretty good spot. You know, I think that usually measure your performance by what we give up, and we didn't give up much. And so that's what we want to do, especially against a dangerous team that has a lot of skill and a lot of talent. So that's you want to try to control that as best you can. I think we can be better with the puck, manage the puck a little bit better, but I liked how we were competing. I liked how we were moving. I liked the support, and hence a little more consistency in our four-line rotation. That's what we're going to need.
Panthers head coach Joel Quenneville right there again with some impressions from the season opener in Tampa back on Thursday night. Tampa Bay did get the better of the Panthers in that one. 5-2 was the final score. The final score not indicative really of how that game went. The Lightning did add an empty netter in the late stages. It was a back-and-forth game, and one-goal margins were the key in that one. Tampa Bay led 1-0. The Panthers were able to tie it up. They led 2-1. The Panthers were able to tie it up. They took that 3-2 lead, though, on an Andre Palat goal, and that wound up being the eventual game winner, and it ended with a 5-2 count, as I mentioned. Here is Panthers head coach Joel Quenneville with the team's approach to this next game, which is tonight's contest. The Panthers and the Lightning right here at the BB&T Center.
Well, it was it's one game. I think that, we've seen them now. We'll get one more time for the fifth time. But it's we know what they're capable of. And I think that, there's respect on our side for them. But I think that if we have to do some things that we can get a little bit more predictable at, and we feel there's some progress in that area in all zones. And all of a sudden we're going to, we won't give them the time and space that they've had in some key areas that, that's one of their strengths. So let's make sure that we're aware of how we need to check. Managing the puck's going to be, we got to be better at it. And but start to finish, let's take pride in being a great team at home and establish that right off the bat. And let's look forward to, starting our home series or season off on a real positive note, what we're looking at.
Panthers head coach Joel Quenneville right there with some thoughts as the Panthers go into this one against the Lightning tonight. And You mentioned it, you touched on it a little bit, Kevin, before we get to the last thought from Joel Quenneville. Had a chance to get his thoughts on these early season matchups against the Tampa Bay Lightning. But seeing the Lightning three times in the preseason, two times right out of the gate, seems like the thought that I get when you talk to a lot of the players and people around the team about seeing one team so much, specifically a team like Tampa Bay, who had a record-setting season last year, and their 62 wins tied the NHL record a season ago in the regular season. Seems like the popular belief among a lot of the Panthers is, you know, it's a very good hockey team over there, one of the fastest teams in the league. If you're going to get tuned up against a team, if you're going to see a heavy dose of a team, it may as well be a team like that, because taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning, that's a measuring stick game, and it kind of gets you in that grind of the season mindset right out of the gate.
It does. And you know what, Doug? I think the issue is, you know, we want to look at it and compare things, you know, and I talked to you about this before the show, that New Jersey went up 4-0 on Winnipeg last night and lost in the shootout. And you say, well, would you want that result? And you could say they got a point out of it. Or, you know, you lose 5-2 to the team that had the most points in the NHL last year. So it's like a win's a win, a loss is a loss. Like, it's so hard to say, well, if the Panthers lost to, no disrespect to Ottawa, in the first game, you say, oh, well, they lost to the team with the least amount of points last year. But they lose to a team with the most amount of points, say, okay, well, we could take some things out of it. So it's just so hard to, at least this early one game in, to say, you know, this is good, this is bad. That's why we just have to let it play out.
And the Panthers and the Lightning will see each other tonight again. A rematch of sorts tonight at 7 o'clock. Panthers and the Tampa Bay Lightning at the BB&T Center. Again, 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com to get your tickets. And last thought from Joel Quenneville from yesterday after practice. Here he is talking about these early season matchups against the Tampa Bay Lightning.
That's the way it is. I know it's a good measuring stick right off the bat, and it's a good, great test for us, and knowing that handling them right off the bat, you're going to get exposure to all areas as far as how you got to defend your special teams, and working in your four lines as well. So it's nothing wrong with playing the best right off the bat and learning from that, knowing that you got to be as good as you need to be every single night, and that's what we got to prepare for tomorrow night.
So some thoughts there from Panthers head coach Joel Quenneville as the Panthers prepare for tonight's matchup against the Tampa Bay Lightning at the BB&T Center in Sunrise, where Kevin and I are broadcasting live right now from the radio booth here at the BB&T Center. And right now, just getting things going for the day. But come 7 o'clock tonight, this place is going to be jam-packed, and the Panthers and the Lightning are going to be taking the ice, and we hope to see you here. There are still a few tickets available, so make sure you get yours, 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com is where to get your tickets. Kevin, the home opener, doesn't matter the sport, doesn't matter, it's always, doesn't matter the sport, the level, always such a special night, and I know everybody looking forward to this tonight, especially considering all the anticipation there's been for this 1920 Panthers season, all the news that was made over the off season, and all the buzz surrounding this team. Been a lot of people with October 5th circled on the calendar for a long time. Plus, you have the Panthers taking on one of the top opponents in the National Hockey League.
I really think that, you know, you can go back through the years and say, you know, it's all right, it's exciting, but I think this year there's something different about it. There really is, because now this is the first opportunity that the fans, if they didn't come out for the preseason, that they come out for the regular season opener. You see Tampa Bay, first of all, who are the most points in the league. Now you see the Panthers with their new players. And just for this one point, Doug, watching the game on television the other night on Fox Sports Florida with Goldie and with Randy, And seeing Joel Quenneville behind the Panther bench, it's almost like surreal. It's almost like when Pat Riley came here with the Miami Heat back in the mid-90s. You're saying that Joel Quenneville is coaching the Panthers now, who won 3 Stanley Cups with the Blackhawks. It's just so odd to see it, and like so cool to see that like this guy is now leading the team. And you see Sergei Bobrovsky, who was the top goalie on the free agent market last year at Columbus, now is your goalie. He follows Roberto Luongo, who had a fantastic Hall of Fame career, and now there's just so much there already with the pieces that have been there with Barkov and Huberto and all those other guys through the years, that there's just something about it. It's like, wow, like this is going to be exciting and something special.
So Joel Quenneville's first regular season home game behind the Panthers bench tonight at the BB&T Center. Chance to see Sergei Bobrovsky, the other new additions, Anton Strahlman, Brett Connolly, Noel Achari. They're looking forward to their first home opener. Speaking of Noel Achari, we're going to hear from him coming up next segment. Had a chance to catch up with him yesterday, and he's excited to get things going here at home tonight. I know that, so we'll hear from him coming up in a little bit. But, again, the Panthers and the Lightning tonight at 7 o'clock. You can get the ultimate flexibility this season and build a plan that fits your schedule. Simply select a minimum of 20 tickets and use them for any combination of games and seats. For more information or to purchase tickets, go to floridapanthers.com/flex or call 954-835-PUCK. So the Panthers flex plan, you want to make sure you look into that. If you've got a busy schedule, you can check out that flex plan. It just might be the plan for you. You can go to one game and use one ticket. If you just want to go by yourself, don't have any friends to go with that night. But then the next game, if 8 of your friends want to go, you can use 9 tickets for the next game. Any combination of tickets, you pick the games you want to go to. The Panthers flex plan, it's flexible, and it's made to be convenient. It's made for you. So check that out. FloridaPanthers.com, 954-835-PUCK is the number to call for tickets. And for tonight's game, also Ticketmaster.com/FloridaPanthers, your place to go to get your tickets for this evening. The light's getting a little bit brighter here inside the arena right now as we get everything set for what should be a big night tonight. 7 o'clock is the opening faceoff. And just to hit those programming notes again, pregame show, Panthers previews on the air tonight. If you can't make it here, we'll start your coverage at 6:30 this evening across the radio network. If you're tuned in South Florida, 790 The Ticket is your place to listen. If you're in the Palm Beaches, 850 WFTL is where you can find the game. And as always, 100.3 Thunder Country down in the Florida Keys, the southernmost station in Panthers Nation, is your place to listen tonight. And then Waxy 1370 up in the Treasure Coast. The NHL app makes it so easy to tune in. Lots of different ways to consume Panthers hockey tonight. And, of course, an extended pregame show and all the action on Fox Sports Florida as well. So be sure to check that out. But first and foremost, we'd love to see you down here at the BB&T Center in Sunrise. If you can make it here tonight, there are still some tickets available. FloridaPanthers.com. Make sure you get those as quickly as possible. Kevin, lots to come here in Panthers Insiders. We set the table for what should be a special night tonight in the Panthers home opener.
Absolutely. We'll hear from Noel Achari. Also, Billy Lindsay will join us as well. So I got a lot to go here in this hour. Panthers Lightning home opener here at the BB&T Center this evening. More to come right here on Panthers Insider Weekend Edition on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Panthers talk continues. It's the Panthers Insider. All the Panthers news you need now on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Panthers Insider Weekend Edition continues. Kevin Rogers, Doug Plagans with you. We are live at the BB&T Center for the Panthers home opener this evening as they welcome in the Tampa Bay Lightning. Yep. And Doug is so excited. Go right ahead.
Panthers and Lightning tonight. I was just gonna dive right in.
Go ahead.
And we're all
hip
looking.
Check me.
We're all looking forward to it tonight. And sorry about that, sir. But we can't wait. We're gonna be here tonight with the coverage starting at 6:30. But we'd love to see you down here this evening at 7 o'clock for the faceoff. Make sure you get here a little earlier than 7 o'clock and get in your seat. Get ready for the game tonight. So we hope to see you out here. 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com. Here's something to keep an eye on, folks. The new promotional nights all season long. Tuesday is going to be a Nacho Tots Tuesday. You got Nacho Tots Tuesdays, Territory Takeover Saturdays, $5 Beer Thursdays, backed by popular demand. For more information or to purchase tickets, go to FloridaPanthers.com/promotions or call 954-835-PUCK. So lots of different promotions to keep an eye on, folks, as we go through the season. And as always, FloridaPanthers.com is your place to find all the Panthers information. Whether you're looking for information on Nacho Tots Tuesdays or you're looking for the latest story from our friend Jameson Olive at FloridaPanthers.com or just looking for any other team information, FloridaPanthers.com is your place to go, so be sure to check that out. As we get into now hearing from one of the newest Panthers, and Kevin, I've been talking about this a lot, but I really think that Noel Achari is the kind of guy that is going to really endear himself to Panthers fans, a guy who's really going to become a fan favorite, I think, as we get into his first season with the team. He's one of those guys that does so many little things in the game well, and you're going to see him out there showing his effectiveness in the faceoff circle, throwing hits, playing that physical game. You're going to see him on the penalty kill, again, contributing in a lot of different aspects for the Panthers, and Nolichari was a part last season, and he's only been a Boston Bruin in his career up until now. He was a part of Boston's run to the Stanley Cup final last season, a run to the final that stopped in Game 7 when they fell to St. Louis. But he's played some big games in his young career, brings a good deal of experience already to this Panthers team. Had a chance to catch up with him yesterday and find out a little bit more about Nolichari. First thing I asked him was, even though the Panthers didn't get the result they wanted in that game in Tampa back on Thursday, is it nice to get that first game under the team's belt? And like I said, get that first game out of the way as a team, gets his first game as a Panther in the books, and now they can prepare for the home opener. Here is Nolichari.
Yeah, it was good to get out there with these guys. First game regular season, yeah, like you said, it wasn't the way we wanted, but I thought we played a really good game. I mean, we had a couple bad bounces on their power play. I mean, you got to give them credit. They have a good power play, and if you take a penalty, they're going to make you pay for it. So, but I think overall, we played well as a team. I mean, first time in a game-like situation as a whole, but I think there were a lot of positives out of that. I think we're going to keep that up going into Saturday.
And obviously a team that you're going to be matched up with throughout the season. They're a team in your division, tough matchup, but do you like that matchup right out of the gate to kind of dive in head first, I guess, to the grind of the season?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're the top team last year in the league, and to be able to just kind of test us out early is good. And knowing that it came down to special teams last night, I mean, it was good for us as a team. I mean, I think that we're only going to get better. And seeing them already four times since the preseason, I think we have a feel for what they do. And I think Saturday's going to be a different game.
Well, a couple things on that. First of all, how much are you looking forward to your first home opener as a Panther? Home opener is always a big night, but your first one with the team, how excited are you?
Oh, I'm very excited. You know, I'm excited. Like, stepped on the ice yesterday with these guys, and I'm excited to step at the BB&T Center for the first time in front of the home crowd as regular season, and just really excited to get it going and have some fun this year.
And to throw on that Panthers sweater for the first time in a regular season game, we talked about it after the first intermission on the night of the season opener, but just now that you've had a chance to kind of soak it in, what did it mean for you to throw that jersey on for the first time?
It's an awesome feeling. These guys, like I've said since the beginning, have been so welcoming. The organization's been great to me and my family, and you know, it's an honor to throw it on and have the opportunity to put it on, and going to try not and disappoint.
And you're a newcomer to the lineup. I guess just in terms of breaking down your story a little bit and how you got here, I guess first, just looking at last spring, you were a part of some big games down the stretch there with Boston late last year. How would you say that experience in the playoffs last year and being a part of that team through that run last year helped you grow as a hockey player?
You know, it helped me immensely. I mean, we were such a special team last year, and, you know, we were 60 minutes away from a Stanley Cup, but you know, I took a lot out of the whole experience with that, and I'm hoping I can share that with these guys. I mean, this is a playoff caliber team, and you know, once everything starts clicking and once we all start getting used to each other, and I really think that this team can be a factor in the playoffs, and I'd like to share what I've learned. I know Cons has been there, Bob was there last year, Cons won a Stanley Cup 2 years ago. And just kind of share what we've learned and not take anything for granted. I mean, because you don't know when you'll be back there, and you just gotta be excited for the moment and just play, leave it all out there.
And you were a part of the Bruins, obviously, with a couple of the most respected names, I think, in hockey. When you look at guys like Zdeno Chara, guys like Patrice Bergeron, and the careers that they've had and the leaders that they are, whether it's those guys, anybody else, was there a guy that really made an impression on you as a young player coming up?
You know, like you said, Bergie and Z, I mean, they're your ideal leaders, but you need everyone to lead. I mean, Marshy was a great leader. Kretsch, Tuukka. I mean, I could keep going. David Backes, such a team guy, such a great guy, and the list goes on. But you need that to be a winning team. You need everyone to get along. You need the leaders. You need everyone to speak up. You could be the oldest guy on the team or the youngest guy on the team. Your opinion matters. So, you know, what I've learned from those guys, I'm going to try and share it here, and I like I said earlier, like just
when you played against him.
Yeah, he's very diligent. I mean, he is so focused all the time, and he always has a smile. And again, you don't see that when you're playing against him because he's just so in the zone. But just to see how he prepares, and it's unbelievable. He's so diligent with everything he does, and just focused. And it's awesome to see that. And you know, and he's a great goaltender, two-time Vezina for a reason. And you know, I'm excited to have him on my side.
And just breaking down your own game, if you had to give the Nolichari scouting report, how would you sum it up? I know you're a guy that you excel in a lot of those, you know, in doing a lot of those little things that add up over the course of the game, the face-offs, the hits, the physical play, the penalty killing. Are those some of the things you take pride in? And I guess if you had to break it all down, how would you sum it up?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm going to block as many shots as I possibly can. I'm going to throw the hits. I'm going to be hard to play against with our line. And we want to shut down top lines if we get the matchup against them. I mean, it gives Barkey, Daddy, and Hoops just time to play against someone else and give them extra looks against different lines. Let us take care of the top lines and make sure that shut them down. And I think as a line, we would take pride in that and making sure that, okay, we kept them off the score sheet in the game.
And something I always ask a lot of the guys when they come down to Florida for the first time, have you thought yet about what it's going to be like when it's January, February, and you're still going to the rink in a T-shirt and shorts?
You know, these guys have been telling me it's just wait till January, February. It cools down a little bit, but you're still going to – and I'm so excited. I love a nice shorts, T-shirt, and flip-flops. If I could wear that year-round, I would. Now I can, so I'm excited for that. But I'm really excited for this year to kick off, and just kind of these guys have been great to me, the coaches, organization. Just it's been great so far, and I'm excited where this is headed.
And just to tie it all back to the here and now, I guess if you had to look at this matchup against the Tampa Bay Lightning coming up in the home opener, what are going to be the big keys for you guys coming right out off the opening faceoff?
I think just keeping it simple. I mean, and being hard on the puck. I think they're a good transition team, and we got to stay off the we got to keep our penalties to a minimum. They can capitalize. They have one of the best power plays in the league, and if we can do that, I think we'll have a good shot.
And the last thing here, a pretty road-heavy month of October, only four home games this month. Is that that time on the road something that can really give the team a chance to gel here in the early part of the year?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just you're closer with the guys, and it just gives you more chance to get to know them better and have the dinners with them. And, you know, and I think we're all excited for that, just to try to, like you said, gel more. And I think that down the road will help out a lot.
Nolichari of the Panthers right there, set to play his first regular season home game as a Panther this evening. Great to hear from him right there. And, Kevin, something that I brought up in that conversation that I always bring up, anytime a guy has played extensively in the northern part of the country or in Canada throughout his career, and then he comes down to the Panthers, you know, the idea of being able to wear a T-shirt and shorts to the rink all season, the idea of being able to know that come December, January, February, the sun's always going to be out. There's no doubt that it gives you a little added energy boost, and it's something that I'm sure can, I guess, give you that little extra spark when you head to the arena on a game day morning or for a practice.
Well, I've lived in Florida most of my life, and I could not even imagine getting to January. I know when you guys go on the road, okay, we're going to go on a road trip now.
We definitely get our dose of winter over
right,
the course
but,
of the
but,
season.
Okay, we're going to go to Winnipeg and Edmonton and Minnesota. I'm like, oh, what's the weather like there? I couldn't even like imagine in January living in those places and just trudging around. And then, oh, we get to go to Florida in February. Oh, this is actually nice. Go to Florida or go to Tampa or go wherever. But it's definitely a change. And I guess if you're not used to it, you say, oh, this is kind of weird that I'm walking outside in shorts and sandals and I'm not all bundled up here all the time. But it's got to be a nice change, though, I got to imagine. But the other thing I picked up, too, from that conversation you had, look, that's a big thing. He played in Boston. He played with this great team with the Bruins that was one win away from winning the Stanley Cup, and that could only help him. I mean, that could only help the Panthers with him coming to, coming down here and just getting guys like that. that have that background, you know. It just only can help this team.
Well, Sergei Bobrovsky's played big games in his career. He was the goalie for Columbus when they knocked Tampa Bay out of the playoffs last spring. Brett Connolly was a part of Washington's Stanley Cup championship a couple of years back. Anton Strahlman's played a lot of big games in his career. You heard Nolichari right there, so some great experience coming into the Panthers lineup for this 19-20 season. Folks, Ice and Dice Casino Night back at the BB&T Center on November 4th, hosted by the Florida Panthers Foundation. This night presents an exclusive opportunity to enjoy food, beverages, live entertainment, and close-up access to Florida Panthers players, coaches, and broadcasters. For more information or to purchase tickets, go to floridapanthers.com. All proceeds will benefit the Florida Panthers Foundation. It was a great time last year. It'll be a great time again. November 4th is the night. Ice and Dice Casino Night. FloridaPanthers.com for more information. You don't want to miss that one. A lot of fun. I'll be there again. I was there last year. I'll be there again this time around. So be sure to check that out. Coming up next, we will have my friend and yours, Billy Lindsay, stopping by, Kevin.
Absolutely. We'll talk to Billy. And look ahead to tonight's game. Get his thoughts on Thursday's defeat to the Lightning. But looking forward to what Billy thinks about this roster and what to look for this season. Panthers Insider Weekend Edition continues right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back to Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back, Panthers Insider Weekend Edition. Kevin Rogers and Doug Flagans with you. Panthers Lightning round two. It's like Rocky and Apollo, hopefully. We'll see if the Panthers can come through tonight with a victory after losing the opener. And Billy Lindsay's on the horn. Gets him in just a second, Doug.
And folks, want to remind everybody to come out here tonight. 7 o'clock is the face-off. 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com for tickets. And four home games in the month of October, but obviously you've got the 41-game slate of regular season home games beginning tonight, and everything's better in a group. Bring out family, friends, anyone ready for the ultimate fan experience. Starting at just 10 tickets, you can receive amazing benefits, including discounted prices, a welcome message on the Jumbotron, and more. Group tickets are on sale now. For more information, floridapanthers.com/groups, where to go, or call 954-835-PUCK. And a part of our group that we'll have here tonight in the broadcast booth is right on the line right now.
His name is Billy Lindsay. He had a pretty important goal once upon a time in Panthers history. No one ever talks about that with him. We got to bring that up more with him. I think he needs that in his life.
There's a picture of it right there.
Oh, there is? Oh, I forgot. Oh, that must be new. Billy Lindsay joining us. Billy, good to talk to you again. How are you?
Hey, Raj, Mr. Flagans. Everything's good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
We're doing well. And good, I guess good, first good, things good. First, Billy, your thoughts on what you saw Thursday night.
I think it was pretty good. I thought they established a lot of what they wanted to establish. They were good in their D zone. They didn't give it a lot of odd man rushes. When you're playing a team against like Tampa Bay that feeds off the rush, we didn't see the 2-on-1s, the 3-on-2s. The Panthers were able to create some breakaways, some 3-on-2s of their own, did not capitalize on some of their grade A scoring chances. And Tampa Bay is what they are. They're opportunistic. That number one power play that was so good last year basically scored four power play goals. One was right at the end of a power play. One was a 6-on-5, and then the two power play goals. So when they get an extra guy on the ice, they're very dangerous. And that was the difference in the hockey game. 5-on-5, the Panthers did a lot of what they wanted to do, the back pressure, creating turnovers, playing with that pace. So from that standpoint, it was good. And when you look at Tampa Bay, too, you can't forget about the Panthers had some power plays, but they had the second-best penalty kill last year. So it's a well-rounded group, and Joel Quenneville said it a number of times. This is a good measuring stick early on. I thought the Panthers held up pretty good in that first game, but still got to do better and find ways to win, and we'll see what happens tonight in the home opener.
And, Billy, do you like the idea of seeing a heavy dose of the Tampa Bay Lightning so much so soon? You had those last three preseason games. You have the first two games right out of the gate. And Kevin and I were talking about a little bit earlier in the hour, but it seems like if you want to get yourself right into that that feel of the NHL season, maybe no better tune-up than to take on a team like Tampa Bay right away.
It'll heighten your senses when you go against the best regular season team from the year before and they're your cross-state rival and you have these high expectations. So get it off to a start like that's very important. When you take a look at Tampa Bay, what they were able to accomplish and the offseason moves that you made with Bobrovsky, Connolly, Achari, Strahlman coming in, many teams predicting the Panthers are going to be able to make a push in that Atlantic division. Who else better than to face than your cross-state rival and the best team in the NHL? during the regular season last year. So it's good on a lot of fronts, and it's going to test you, and they're going to test the Panthers again tonight, and should be another exciting, thrilling hockey game.
What about Sergei Bobrovsky, Billy? What do you think about his play on Thursday?
Solid. You see the dexterity in the net, and those are two extremely talented goaltenders, Vasilevskiy and Bobrovsky. Saw some remarkable saves, and with Bobrovsky, watching him early, his ability to track the puck with his eyes, the focus, his ability to read the plays is something that not a lot of goaltenders have. And he's able to make that real big-time save. Down low with his pads, his ability to cover that bottom half of the net is maybe the best in the business. And he's flexible. And he comes across tall with his chest. So he's going to make those saves that are going to bail you out at times. I love his work ethic, his intensity, his compete level. He's the only active goaltender with two Vezinas to his name. So there's going to be no problems in that as long as he stays healthy. He's going to make the saves and give your team a chance every night to win, and that's what you were looking for. You just want that chance every single night. Bobrovsky will provide that.
And, Billy, another newcomer to the Panthers lineup. Just how important can the addition of a guy like Anton Strahlman be to the back end? He's one of those just ultra-steady defenders. He's a veteran guy. He's played a lot of big games in his career. One of those guys that seems like he could thrive playing with any defense partner out there. Just how big can that addition be for the Panthers' D-core?
One of the main additions that kind of goes under the radar in the summer was adding a defenseman like Anton Strahlman. And you watched him play in that opening game on Thursday night. It's the nuances of the game. Mike Matheson had the puck one time, and he does that reverse play behind the net, and it's right on the stick of Strahlman. And he's got that. If you're going to play with him, you know where he's going to be. There was another outlet pass where he jumped up in front of the net, was available, and just seems to be in the right position. And when you have a young defenseman like an Ekblad, even Keith Yandle, a player that likes to go Matheson, a young guy still learning this hockey game, when you have someone like Strahlman behind there that's going to be in the right spots, he's going to be able to let you go offensively a bit if you're with him, and he'll be able to clean up some mistakes. So Anton Strahlman is just that steadying force. And you talked about the amount of games, 105 playoff games. When you play in 105 playoff games, you know what it's like when the pressure's at its highest. So I think that's a valuable asset that this team needed, is those kind of experienced players that have – the regular season is one thing, but the playoffs are a totally, totally different beast, as Tampa Bay found out last year. But Strahlman's been in a lot of those games, and he knows what it takes. And he'll be able to parlay that experience to a lot of these Panther players.
Billy, how long do you think, even though I know it's still early, how long do you think it'll take for a lot of these guys to gel? That you do have, you know, the Huberdeaux and the Barkovs and the Ekblads and the guys that have been here for the last few years, but now new head coach with Q, new goalie, some other new piece they picked up free agency. How long do you think it'll take for everybody to kind of come together and gel?
5-10 games, that's the most that it should be. Joel Quenneville's one of the most experienced coaches. These guys have been together. The core of this team's been together. There's a few additions. So this is not the major tinkering that you've had before going through the line. Joel Quenneville, he'll go through a bit of it, but this core has been together. They know what to expect. Quenneville's seen this team play. Just take a look what Barry Trotz did with the New York Islanders. It did not take them long to go from the worst defensive team to the best defensive team in the NHL. They gelled quickly. You get an experienced coach behind the bench. I don't want to hear those excuses anymore, gelling off the start. And I'm sure Quenneville doesn't want to hear it. The team doesn't want to hear it. Because the core and the main guys on this team have been together. They can lead everyone along. So the gelling process, to me, 5-10 games should be the max it has to take.
And, Billy, last thing here before we wrap up. Late in the preseason, we saw that top line of Barkov, Huberdeaux, and Dadonov really looking like it was in midseason form. I guess just when you look at that line, how excited are you to see that group really get things rolling here in this 19-20 season?
Where can they take it? Where can they go? Over 90 points last year. Can they go even higher? That ceiling is going to be higher. The difference this year is Quenneville, he's going to – four lines. That ice time is going to come down to 19, 20 minutes, and that's where you see most of the big names play. Barkov was – minutes got high last year, Huberdeaux at times. So in that first game, you saw those minutes down around 18, 19 for those star players. And what that means is that they're going to be able to go, and they're going to have to push with that pace and fresh energy. So they've got a ceiling where they can take it to another level, and they should be able to this year because of the rest that they're going to get through the course of a game. They should be able to play that high-intensity tempo hockey that should make them even tougher to stop throughout the course of these 82 games. That's what I'm excited for. If you're able to even out the ice time, get these guys fresher, and get these guys to play with tempo. If Barkov, Huberto, and Dadonov start going and start pushing really hard against the other team's top teams, they're going to be a load full, and they might be 1A. They're one of the top five lines in the league. How far are they? Number one, or are they number five? I would like to see them to get into that 1-2 conversation as maybe the best line in the NHL.
Billy Lindsay, you will hear him on the broadcast tonight alongside Doug Plagans here at the BB&T Center for the Panthers and the Lightning home opener for the Cats. Billy, thanks so much. We'll talk to you later.
Awesome, guys. We'll see you tonight.
Thank you. And there's Billy, and he'll be on the call with Doug. And again, we talked about it throughout the hour. Just the excitement level will be through the roof coming up tonight, Doug.
Tonight, 7 o'clock is the face-off, and then Tuesday back at it against the Carolina Hurricanes here at the BB&T Center. You don't want to miss that one, 7 o'clock face-off as well, 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com for tickets. But again, tonight, 7 o'clock, you don't want to miss the home opener. That's right here at the BB&T Center, and we hope to see you here. And if you can't make it, $7.90 the ticket in South Florida. Your place to tune in, 850 WFTL in the Palm Beaches, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Keys, and Waxy 1370 in the Treasure Coast, the NHL app, everywhere for every Panthers game. So those are your places to listen, Fox Sports Florida to watch. But, again, we'd love to see you down here tonight.
And our thanks to Noel Achari for joining the show, and you just heard Billy Lindsay. For Doug Plagans, I'm Kevin Rogers. You've been listening to Panthers Insider Weekend Edition right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.